Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
You may have already known the amazing healing benefits that you can get from herbs and certain nutrients, but did you know that if you're mixing them with specific medications, that can actually work against you? For example, if you're on blood thinners, Coumadin, there are specific herbs that you definitely need to stay away from. And what are those herbs that you need to monitor or stay away from? My guest today is Dr. Ward Bond. He's widely known from his writings, his TV, radio appearances, and his lectures. He's one of the more prominent authorities in the country on what's become the hot topic use of safe, natural alternatives. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bond. So blood thinners seem to have a lot of things that interact with their effect, grapefruit not being the very least of them. So speak about blood thinners and why these things seem to interact and which ones we should really watch out for.
Well, you know, with the blood thinners, of all of the medications that are out there, blood thinners seem to have the longest list of nutrients, herbs, even foods that interact with them. So people need to be educated and to know what prescribed medication they're taking, and they really need to talk to their doctor or even the pharmacist to find out what the interactions could be. But the problem is not everybody's well-versed in the areas of herbal medicine, and we know that the herbal industry is a multi-billion dollar industry now, and many people are taking them, but they're also taking medications, and there's interactions there. But of all of the medications that I've ever researched, blood thinners seems to have the longest list of interactions with the natural nutrients.
Me too. I've seen that as well. And working with so many people as I do, I'm an exercise physiologist, and so many people in cardiac rehab are on various blood thinners. And they're always asking me why these things don't work with them or why they have to be careful of these things. So list some of them out for us, Dr. Bond, and explain what you have to really be careful, whether it's an increase in that actual medication's response because of whatever you took, you know, and that it can actually become toxic.
Well, that's true. And, you know, let's start off with something very easy. Everybody always knows, or if they are prescribed a blood thinner like Coumadin, the only thing the doctor ever tells them is avoid nutrients like vitamin K or foods that contain vitamin K. And for the foods that contain vitamin K, you're looking at basil, you're looking at kale, mustard greens, spinach, collard
healthy
greens,
stuff.
Beet greens. Oh, healthy stuff. You know, dandelion and even turnip. And, you know, darker the green, the higher the level of vitamin K. But there's other things that some people may not actually realize that they need to look at, and that are things such as soybean oil, which we should all avoid, olive oil, cottonseed oil, and canola oil. So I always tell people, read your labels, because if you find these things, avoid them if you're on prescribed blood thinners.
Wow, yeah. I mean, I imagine that people wonder about all these healthy foods are supposed to be bad, and why is that? So let's talk about, you know, you mentioned vitamin K, but what about things like green tea or CoQ10, which may be found in a multi that we take?
Well, of course. Now, yeah, and you bring up a great point with the CoQ10. Even though the structure is similar to vitamin K, there have really been only 4 case reports ever reported with a problem with the CoQ10, but that interaction is extremely rare, and a lot of the research has not been done to verify this. And, of course, I have to hand it to doctors by promoting the use of CoQ10. We do need that for our heart, especially for those that are on statin drugs. If you're on a statin, we all know and have learned that those drugs will deplete the heart of CoQ10, so you need to supplement with that. But with blood thinners, they're starting to see where the CoQ10 is not posing a great problem. And I believe that if someone stays with a dose of around 100 to 200 milligrams per day, they're okay. It's those people that may have higher doses, anywhere from 400 to 1,000 milligrams of CoQ10 due to certain medical issues, they may really need to watch out and have their blood tested on a regular basis if they're taking Coumadin.
Okay, so that's a good point you bring up right there, having your blood tested on a regular basis, because that would find out if you're having some interaction, you know, with some of these things. Now, what about something like, you know, garlic? Do we worry? I mean, garlic has its own blood thinning action, but
it does.
We use it in a lot of cooking.
That's true. And now, when it comes to garlic, what I always tell my clients is this: if you're on a blood thinner, then avoiding garlic in the diet, I probably wouldn't even think about that. You know, if you want to have some garlic with your food, great. But if you're doing a clove a day, then you may need to rethink that. If you're on garlic supplements, some people like to take more than what's listed on the label, then to be on the safe side, I would probably avoid those. The thing about blood thinners is this. There are patients out there that are on blood thinners for long-term use. They are the ones that really need to research all of these nutrients. Then there are those that are only on blood thinners for short-term use. So if you're on it for short-term, you follow your doctor's directions, and then once you get off of it, then you can start adding these nutrients back into your diet. And I, for one, I'm a huge believer of garlic because there's so many great properties to it. But unfortunately, if someone's taking these every day and they're on a higher dose of Coumadin or a blood thinner, they really need to be careful. One of the other nutrients or the herbal nutrients we really need to watch out for, believe it or not, is green tea. One of the healthiest substances we've ever taken, green tea and blood thinners do not mix. You know, we take a case study such as a gentleman who was drinking a half a gallon to a gallon of green tea a day. He developed, based on laboratory testing, that his blood got very thick because it was blocking the Coumadin. Then by removing the green tea from his diet, his blood test returned to normal. So these are things that we need to watch out for. And believe it or not, you know, we still have people out there that do St. John's wort, you know, for mild to moderate depression. And St. John's wort has shown in 7 case studies that by the medical products agency in Sweden, they found that it actually decreases the drug Coumadin. So those taking St. John's wort and Coumadin need to stop taking the St. John's wort for a time until they find an alternative to the blood thinning medication that they're taking. And as for women out there who really like to do natural herbals for hormonal regulation, the herb Dong Quai actually contains at least 6 Coumadin derivatives, and so that herb should be avoided if a female out there is taking blood thinners long term.
So what about ginger? We don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to make sure to hit ginger, alcohol use in blood thinners, and I mentioned at the beginning grapefruit, because people are like, can I eat a grapefruit? Can I drink grapefruit juice? But it can actually increase the levels of your medication, can't it?
It can, but I've not seen an interaction with grapefruit and blood thinners. There seems to be more of a problem with grapefruit with
and
cholesterol-lowering
statins.
Drugs. Right, mm-hmm. The statins, and in some cases, maybe high blood pressure medication, but they need to check with their pharmacist because grapefruit is usually listed in those pamphlets that the pharmacist.
And what about ginger?
Ginger, you know, we all know that ginger can reduce platelet stickiness, especially in research studies. But at this time, if someone wants to use ginger and they're on a blood thinner, it seems to be okay. There's not been anything out there to really tell us that it's a danger.
Well, that's good to know. And the last one I want to ask you about is ginseng. People are still using it for energy or, you know, is there something wrong with ginseng?
Ginseng, boy, you know, I've never really truly found a big problem with the ginseng itself. Now, it's the Asian ginseng that they really watch out for because it actually decreases warfare and activity. So with the Asian, I'd watch out for. As for the Eleuthero root, they did a 1999 animal study, but it did not reveal any interactions between Coumadin and the Eleuthero root itself. But it's the Asian ginseng. I would probably, you know, be on the safe side and avoid that and use something else.
That is great information and something to really be on the lookout for. So if you're on blood thinning medication, Coumadin, make sure you check and find out if any of the medications, nutrients, or herbal supplements you're taking are on this list. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening. Scroll around and learn something with us. Stay well.